This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's coalition leads with a majority of seats after early vote counts, but Modi's BJP and allies are facing a stronger opposition than expected. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Drummers entertain Congress supporters while waiting for results. President Mallikarjun Khaarge told a news conference in New Delhi that because no party had a clear majority, the mandate was against Modi. And Rahul Gandhi said the results showed India does not want Modi, adding, "People's clear message to the PM and Home Minister Amit Shah is that we don't want you to run the country." Gandhi added, "The poorest of this country have defended the constitution of India." Meanwhile, elsewhere in New Delhi, BJP supporters rallied. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli shelling and airstrikes killed at least 19 people in central and south Gaza on Tuesday, including two policemen who were helping protect humanitarian aid deliveries in the southern city of Rafah, Palestinian medics said. Qatar said on Tuesday it had delivered an Israeli ceasefire proposal to Hamas that reflected a three-phase proposal presented on Friday by U.S. President Joe Biden. And the paper was now much closer to the positions of both sides. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli government spokesperson David Mentzer said on Tuesday fighting in the northern Israel area was not a sustainable reality, adding Israel was committed to ensuring the return home of tens of thousands of Israelis evacuated from the north, as hostilities across the Lebanese-Israeli border remain intense.
It is up to Hezbollah to decide if this can be accomplished by diplomatic means or by force. We are defending this country, and no one should be surprised.